Coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance, the all share down 0.33% today, weighed by the resources 10 component losing over 2%, industrial 25, 0.4% in the red, the financial 15 though bucking the overall trend with its 2.3% climb. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the day's markets action, Ness and I are from Sasfin Securities. Thanks so much, Ness, for joining us today. So we've seen a worldwide sell-off as fears of a global economic slowdown take hold of markets, but it has been pretty choppy, with now bits of green starting to emerge as well. Your interpretation of the trading day that was and where things stand?
You know, it seems like a movie we've watched before. You know, the Fed doesn't do what President Trump wants. He tweets that he's going to escalate the trade tensions with the Chinese, and invariably the market starts to price in interest rate cuts in the U.S. And I think they're pricing in almost 3 interest rate cuts now. Of 25 basis points just for the rest of this year. So we just have to wait for Chairman Powell to come and cut interest rates, and then the market will be excited all over again. I think the risk is that, and it stays in the back of the minds of many investors, what happens if Chairman Powell does not bow down to pressure?
Yeah,
I think then we'll see a severe backlash from the markets. Remember that most markets across the world, except possibly Hong Kong, are up year to date. The US is still up 13-14%. We're at almost break even here in South Africa, so it doesn't mean that we've kind of bottomed out. Lots of people are saying maybe we've reached a time to buy. I'm not so convinced.
Yeah, and that uncorrelated, that kind of performance scaling new highs on a global stage, with the kind of fears that persist around a U.S. economy that's headed towards a recession. What kind of risk are you pricing in your books at this stage?
I think so long as fundamentally inflation in the U.S. stays where it is at the 1.8-1.9% level, I think the Fed does have firepower to cut rates. Remember, back in 2009, okay, that was a lot more than a recession. That was a financial crisis and a freezing of credit markets. They cut interest rates 400-500 basis points in one sitting. So, I mean, the Americans are very quick to respond to the threat of a recession. So I don't think, if there is a recession, I don't think it'll last too long. I think the fundamentals driving the U.S. economy are still pretty much in there. The demand is still there for there to be a very quick recovery. But the backlash we're going to see in emerging markets, I think, is going to surprise a lot of people.
So what you alluded to at the top, how much of a correction are you anticipating if we don't see cuts come through to the extent that markets have been pricing in?
On our market, we could see the all-share dip below 50,000. I think that would be, for me, the kind of level I'll keep in mind. Remember that we started off today at about 54,000, and we actually traded from high to low 1,000 points today. So it was a huge move today. You know, I think we finished off a little bit better, but we're almost at the levels that we started off at the beginning of the year with.
Yeah.
So I think the impact could be quite significant in emerging markets like ours.
Oh, with that being the case, we've had the appeal of safe haven assets really standing in the spotlight for investors, and something like gold, for example, now at $1,520 thereabout an ounce. It's something that will offer our gold miners reprieve moving forward, but not doing too badly, I guess, in the past 6 months either. Goldfields out with numbers today. Markets not impressed. Worst performer on the top 40 index today, with its close enough to 10% decline. So even a tripling of its dividend, not enough incentive, it seems.
Yeah, it's I think the benefit of the increased gold price from sort of 1,200 to where we find ourselves now, 1,500. You know, the gold companies have tracked this. Today we had a slightly weaker gold price across the board. Actually, most commodity prices were down today, including oil, iron ore, copper. And I think, the market is maybe pricing a little bit of a correction in terms of the gold price, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the gold price continues to maintain this trajectory for some time. So maybe a buying opportunity for gold fields, gold bulls out there.
Are you buying?
We stay away from gold shares and platinum shares. You know, we're more invested in the diversified miners, which is a safer route To get commodity exposure than a single commodity gold share.
Okay, how are you feeling about ARB Holdings? Because its revenue was up 4.5%, but headline earnings per share down 19%. And, the disconnect between the top line and the bottom line really on the fact that any growth that we did see in earnings as a result of acquisitions it's made over the period.
Yeah, I feel sorry for companies like ARB because you can see they're doing what they can do to grow the top line, to keep the cash register turning. But the truth is the costs are going up beyond what they can control. These are businesses with very large fixed cost bases as well. So you need the economy to do really well for them to perform well. But right now, the revenue is growing, but costs are growing far in excess of that. And, profits are falling as a result. So I think they're going to be one you have to wait for an improved economy before looking at seriously.
As you say, only so much in its control. Truett's out with numbers after the closing bell. Very late on in the session, we've taken a cursory glance or look at those numbers. Overall impressions there?
So, revenue up 3%. Remember, 3% in rand terms is still below inflation. So not a good result from that perspective, but lots of moving parts. I think the business in the UK, the office business which they bought, which is actually a cash shoe retailer. I'm sure you'll enjoy that. But a big impairment there, 1.8 billion, I think, affecting the results. But I was also surprised to see, and it will be interesting to find out, how they were able to grow credit sales in the current economic environment and how well that book is being managed. A big feature of Truett's has always been its gross margin. Investors will remember that back in the day it used to be steady at 55%. I see it's come down now to 51%, and there seems to be a lot of pressure on that.
Well, we'll be getting into the detail of those numbers with CEO Michael Marks at 7 o'clock this evening. Until then, what's your stock pick very quickly?
It's very hard to pick a stock right now, but I'm going to go for Sasol because I think there's going to be probably some bad news, but I think there's sufficient margin of safety for investors to start seriously looking at that right now.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Nesson, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Nesson Nayar is with Sasfin Securities. What's your stock pick very quickly?
It's very hard to pick a stock right now, but I'm going to go for Sasol because I think there's going to be probably some bad news, but I think there's sufficient margin of safety for investors to start seriously looking at that right now.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Nesson, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Nesson Nayar is with Sasfin Securities.